This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Tess Vigeland. It is summer vacation time, and so that means maybe an adventure or two in the next couple of months. Or to quote author Joel Stein, a quest. Stein went on a quest recently, a quest for his manliness. His man journey, as he dubbed it, saw him enroll in a 3-day Marine boot camp, work as an LA firefighter for a day, and even get in the ring with the UFC Hall of Famer. Stein documents those adventures in his new book, Man-Made, A Stupid Quest for Masculinity. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm really excited about this.
Talk to me about manliness and money. Do manly men handle money differently?
I mostly dealt with this very ancient Scotch-Irish Southern version of masculinity. You know, the hunting, fighting, camping. But I did one chapter where I did the blue state version of masculinity, which is I got a day trader to give me $100,000 of his money and let me trade it for the day, which was amazing. Yeah, day trading is not what I thought it would be at all. I thought you did what you and I would do if buying a stock, like find out what the company does, see who their CEO is, and maybe look at their P&E. No. They just they only hold these stocks for a few seconds. So they are just, it's like poker. They're just looking at the psychology of the other people buying it and trying to guess whether it's going to go up or down in those few seconds. I don't recommend day trading.
Although it make you more manly?
It did make me more manly.
How so?
It's all about risk taking. You have to have a lot of manliness is about confidence.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of risk taking because you're gambling, well, in my case, someone else's money, but he was sitting right next to me. So that's still a lot of pressure.
But back to the question of whether manly men handle money differently. Any of these experiences change what you're doing?
Well, the problem with manly men is they should not be allowed to touch money.
Really?
Oh, yes. Yeah, they should immediately hand all their money over to any woman in their life, for sure.
Well, what does that tell us about Wall Street then?
Oh, Wall Street's a mess. You don't want your money involved in
Wall
Street.
Because they're all manly men?
You know, if you can distance yourself from the manly men and let them duke it out and just get the gains from their fighting, like with an index fund,
mm-hmm.
then you're way ahead because you're just exploiting their fight. But you don't want to get involved in their fight. No. All downside. Yeah.
I don't know. I've been to Wall Street and I don't find them terribly manly.
Well, they're manly in a certain kind of way, right? They're not manly in a construction worker kind of way.
Mm-hmm.
They're the ugly side of masculinity. The problem with manliness is there's two versions, right? There's the construction and the destruction. So the most manly movie in the world is A Bridge on the River Kwai. The only manlier movie than The Bridge on the River Kwai would be Two Bridges on the River Kwai because you get to destroy two bridges and then rebuild two bridges. I watch my son do it with Legos all day long.
Build and destroy.
Yeah. At first, it was just destroy. He'd make me build things and then he'd destroy them. I felt like I was teaching him how to be a terrorist. But now he's into the building and then destroying. So it's a big step up in manliness.
Well, speaking of your son, the entire book really does boil down to, I think, a message for him, right? You know, you deal with competition, male bonding, surviving the outdoors. So how about we create another chapter? And what message do you want him to take away about money?
I'm very conservative with my money. It's what my dad taught me. My dad's a really good investor, and he spent a lot of time boring the crap out of me with how to invest. But it's sunk in. Like, I know how to do it now, and I meet people who don't, and it's shocking, right? I can't believe Money Magazine comes out every month. It's like you can tell people once, and they get it. But people don't. And so, you know, it's really a way of thinking and living. I want to teach my son that. But I'm going to teach him to be a little more aggressive than I am.
Hmm.
That's what I learned from the day trader, that if you understand risk, you can incorporate it into your life a little better.
Hmm.
Although I don't own any bonds right now, and I'm 40. So that's kind of pushing.
It's risky, but you would encourage your son to do this.
I would encourage my son to go bondless.
Bondless?
Bondless, yeah, and just risk it all. I think that's a manlier way to invest.
Joel Stein, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.